Well, Matt, we're still in hell.
I mean, I figured we still were.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been trying to get out, but we're still here. But Kyle is, you know, somewhere in a deeper level, still gone, missing. Have you seen him lately?
No, I mean, I only assume that he's in a deeper level of hell because of
being like horribly tortured.
Crazy exorcism prices.
That's right. Yeah, as if people know, he became an exorcist. I'm not sure how he got the gig, but he's known for killing people and charging high prices. So I think even Satan kind of balked at that a little bit. So
yeah.
But guess what?
What?
I made a new friend in hell.
Ooh. What?
It's that guy over there. Hey, man.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Say hi, Matt. This is my friend from Matt in Hell here.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been here a while. I'll be honest, it's really taken its toll.
How'd you get here? What are you in here for?
Honestly, I was just trying to find Panera Bread, and Apple Maps just took me on a weird road, and I just haven't been able to find my way out of here yet.
I find most people stuck in hell. I mean, we're here because we didn't like a movie, so seems like standards have gotten a little lax for who ends up in hell. Well, since we're all here, do you want to talk about a movie or something?
Yeah, I actually just watched a movie recently. Maybe you guys have seen it too. It was the Prey movie. I think it's
No, we're not talking about that. Nice try. Oh, this guy's name is Cole, by the way.
Hey, what's up? I'm Cole.
Cole from hell.
Cole from hell.
But no, we're not watching Prey. That would have been a better choice. We're also not watching any of the Predator movies or any of the original Alien films, which would have been a great choice as well. Instead, I've made us watch for this latest Boo Boys podcast bonus episode, AVPR, Alien versus Predator Requiem, which I don't really, I don't know what the Requiem's supposed to be. But
I was going to ask. I felt too lazy to look it up. Did anyone else get what the Requiem part was for? Or?
Just because they wanted the R in there and it sounds like rated R or something? I don't know.
Was this rated R? I want to look that up now. I don't think this is rated R.
I think it is.
13. Let me see.
I think it's R. They swear and there's blood.
AVP. Well, while I'm looking that up. Okay.
This was a 2007 movie directed by the brothers Strauss, which, ugh, I hate that. That's so dumb. They tried to be this like cool thing, and this is like their second film they made, and they haven't made anything else since. Well, Cole, our friend from hell, what'd you think of AVPR?
Fellas, I have a confession to make.
Oh,
okay. I may have watched the wrong movie.
Did you actually watch Prey?
I did. Holy shit. Dude, you said Alien vs. Predator, and I saw people on Twitter talking about the new Predator movie. I was like, oh, this is what he means. I go online.
You were sitting over there just sweating like, oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. That's why I was like, oh, fuck, dude.
I was like, this is a pretty good bit this new guy's doing. That's a classic Kyle bit, pretending to watch the wrong movie.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we should watch Prey, and then we should talk about Prey, and you're like, ah, that'd be a good idea, but no, it's different. I was like, oh, Chris is doing a bit, okay. And then you said AVPR, and I'm like, oh, no way, dude.
Okay, well, this is fine, because I've watched both Prey and AVPR. Matt's watched AVPR. And you've watched Prey, so combined we can kind of cobble something together here.
You bridge the gap between me and Matt.
Oh no.
Well, sorry, I've derailed it already.
Let me just say, ABPR is garbage. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
And well, I'm not sure really you concur. Sad I didn't watch
you
it.
Concur, Matt?
Yeah, no, I would concur. I would like to think, I guess before we get into both of them, Chris, since you are our witness test, rate the two on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, well, ABPR is a 1. I think it's just garbage. And Prey, I gave an 8. I think Prey's pretty fun for what it is. Cole, what'd you think of Prey?
Okay, I feel like an 8 is pretty generous. I'm feeling like a 6 or a 5.
That's not horrible. Okay, well, So I've seen all the Alien movies. I've seen AVP, the original one, which is more kind of action-oriented. And I've seen all the Predator movies. So I've seen everything in the franchise. Matt, what's your background with these two film franchises?
I believe it's the first Alien. I believe it's the third Alien where the she kind of merges with...
she has like a son, alien son, basically.
I think that's the third one. Is the is the prison that same one, or is it the?
Yeah, that's the prison one. Yeah.
Okay, the prison. Okay, so I've seen.
So you've only seen you've only seen Alien 3. You haven't seen the first two.
No. I saw the first one.
Okay.
I saw it with the horrible. It's not blackface. I get it. It's technically brownface, right? One of the
I have no idea what you're referencing.
One of the actresses in that movie was playing like a Mexican person, and it was like,
oh, okay. I didn't realize that. But anyway, so you've seen the first one.
I've seen the third one. I've seen AVP. I think that's the one where they're in
Antarctica. Yeah.
The Antarctic. Yeah. So I've seen that one. Obviously,
and now you've seen ABPR.
Requiem. And then, I've also seen...
Have you seen it before, AVPR?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. So you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting into. Or I guess you could say that I didn't see it coming because a lot of it was too dark to see in the first place.
For Cole and our readers, or listeners, who should... Yeah, listeners. You print this out. The movie is like... pitch black. You can't tell what's going on. It's like shaky cam. Like, if you hadn't seen either of the Alien, like if that was your first movie in the series, I don't even know if you could describe what either Aliens or Predators looked like. Like, it was so dark. Yeah. You know?
The concept, I mean, obviously the whole movie was bad. The concept of like a Alien / like Predator merge, like, I thought that was cool, but you couldn't see it for basically most of the entire film. So it was a lost idea.
So was it better or worse the second time around?
I think it was worse. I saw it the first time around. I saw it in theaters.
And could you tell what was happening in theaters?
Honestly. I was like a little kid, a dumb little kid, and all I remember was being grossed out by, there's a pregnant woman who gets like aliens put down her throat.
Yeah.
And all I remember was being grossed out by that and being completely uninterested and bored the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So I have no memory. I knew I didn't like the movie. And I remember being grossed out by the pregnant woman thing, which now watching again.
Nothing grosser than pregnant women.
Yeah. It's not as bad as I remembered. I remembered it being worse than it ended up. Like, this time around, I was, like, sort of gearing up for that scene, and then it happened, and I was like, whatever.
I mean, I feel like if you watched other movies like Raw, I feel like you're desensitized
like,
to it.
The gross-out nature of it is nowhere near as bad as what other things. Cole, how about you? What's your Predator movie? You know, you've just now seen Prey. Have you seen the other ones?
This might shock you, but I've actually never seen any Alien or Predator movies before.
okay. Okay. How'd this movie do? Because this is like sort of a reboot, kind of. Not really, but sort of. Like, did you get sort of the gist of what the Predator is all about?
Yeah, so from what I understand, the Predator is an alien who just can't get enough excitement on whatever planet he's from, and he decides, I'm going to travel the universe and seek out the strongest opponent I can, and basically just go to planets and hunt the most powerful things and just have fun doing that.
That's right.
And he's got technology.
That's right. That's sort of what Matt does.
Just a bit. Oh, yeah.
Matt cruises local bars and just tries to pick fights with people.
Who here's the strongest guy?
Yeah, that's right. He just purposely bumps into people. The biggest, brawniest looking dudes he can just get in fights.
So, yeah, I mean, Predator, I don't know. He seems like a pretty chill guy, like, I don't know. I can empathize with him.
Yeah, he definitely in the ABP movies, he's sort of like it's a whole race, but the Predators are sort of the good guys, kind of, because the aliens are just mindless killing machines. Like they're like wild animals basically, whereas the Predators are like dudes who think. So, but it makes it weird, both AVP movies, I can't imagine anyone rooting for the, like, you know, usually these, like these fight movies that you root for one side or the other, and they're kind of, like, equals. Like, I can't imagine anyone rooting for the aliens in these movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just violent killing machines.
Yeah, they're just, like, beings that, like, hunt for sport, and so it's like, well, the greatest hunt is something that could, you know, get out of control really quick. So
like, what do the aliens have in terms of like technology?
They don't. They have face huggers that like lay eggs inside you and then they burst out your chest.
Okay, Predators didn't know that one.
They breed like exponentially, so like they'll just keep finding prey to do that.
They have spiky tails. They have an inside mouth.
Yeah, their blood inside is acidic. So,
and their blood's acidic. That's the other big one. Yeah, the inside mouth and the blood, acid blood, are kind of the two big. And the face huggers are sort of three.
What do you mean by inside mouth?
So like their mouth will open, and then another little mouth will punch out and like bite you.
Okay.
Inside mouths.
Which, use your inside mouth.
There's like weird. They use it strangely, like. There's this weird scene, I don't know, they almost act like hummingbirds in this movie, AVPR, where, like, there's one where it's like, did you catch this, Matt, where, like, one of the aliens is feeding, and it just is, like, its little mouth is, like, punching out over and over and just, like, feeding. It's so weird looking. It's bizarre. I don't know why they make them even more animalistic than in other Siri. I don't know. The aliens are so underwhelming in AVPR, partly because you can't see what the hell is happening half the time. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask, you know, Matt, I guess this is just a question for you.
Matt.
Which do you prefer of the two?
Which do I prefer of the two?
Yeah.
Aliens
are... Yeah. Don't say humans. That's boring.
I mean, I don't know if either of you, it sounds like maybe not, but if any of you have played like any of like Alien vs. Predator games, like there was one, I think, for like the Xbox where it was like...
No, I didn't even know that existed.
The three factions, like humans, aliens, and predators, and like no one would ever pick humans.
Matt always, he was a human main.
I want to be terrible. predators, obviously predators.
Okay.
Like you're smart enough that you can, you know, you got like ships, weapon technology, you can cloak yourself, like invisibility. I don't know. I feel like not needing to, I don't know, like jam someone with a face hugger every now and then. I feel like that's, I don't know.
Cole's kind of into the face hugging though. He really missed out. That's his king.
Maybe it's best I didn't watch it.
That's I would just say in general it's best that you didn't watch it.
Yeah, true. But
I do want to know what you thought of Prey, because I haven't seen it. I want to see it. I think I've heard from you, Chris, that it's a good watch. Like, you know, give it a try, especially if I gave this a try. But
I think it's either the second or third best Predator movie. But Cole was a little more down on it. But so I think it's more interesting to hear from him.
I think it's fine. You know, I'm someone who will like roll into a Marvel movie and just watch it and be like, oh, that was fine. You know, that was a good time. Nothing special about it. I kind of felt that way, except maybe it was like a little worse, but I don't feel cheated for having watched the movie or like, God, there goes, you know, an hour and a half of my life. I'll never get back. It's like, all right. It did its job as a movie, but it did not touch me beyond that. No part of it moved me whatsoever. I almost found myself rooting for the Predator more than the
human. Yeah, I hear that. It definitely doesn't overstay its welcome, which is nice. I can't imagine someone being like upset watching this movie, because it like looks good, sounds good. It's only
actually what I was gonna say. They had a lot of really good like landscape shots and like aerial drone shots that I thought looked really cool.
My favorite part was
more like sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, adding to that was the early scene with the torches, where it was like lit by torchlight, which compared to AVPR was just like so nice to be able to see things and have like cinematic moments like that. Just like them all, like all the Comanche hunters going in a line with the torches was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I thought that
instead we get like shaky cam in the sewers, and you're like, I think that's supposed to be an alien. I don't know what is happening.
Rat.
Basically, that was the gist of the movie, was darkness. So
darkness. AVPD. It should have been AVPD.
And I think you are right, Chris. I think I'm sure part of the reason was, I'm pretty sure this is R. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, it is rated R.
You're still looking?
I was trying to find it on Wikipedia, and I guess I couldn't really see it, but I see the poster, and it has rated R. So
I think that's literally the only reason they call it Requiem, is so they can have an R. Like, it could have been Reborn. They could have done any R. They just chose Requiem for the big R there. Is my guess. Let's see. Well, Cole?
Yeah.
I think people want to know, since this is, in theory, a horror movie podcast, it's like, what's the deal with horror movies in you? You a horror movie fan?
I'm not a horror movie fan. I generally watch movies to have a good time, and I find that horror movies just make me feel uncomfortable most of the time. Like, I think maybe the scariest movie I've ever seen was like The Woman in Black with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. In theaters, just like shaking.
I feel like I might have seen it with you, or maybe not. I don't know, but
we just met in hell. How is that possible?
Actually, you just remind me of someone I used to know.
Oh, okay. That's right. Would you consider Prey a horror movie?
No, I'd consider it more of like a, I guess I don't really know genres that well, but maybe just like a thriller or something.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it would be any scarier than like a Bourne movie or something.
Oh man, I want Jason Bourne v Predator.
Oh no, that's a good movie.
Oh my god. Matt, you got any good like Predator v anything? Who do you think would be good to see the Predator take on?
Let me see. I mean, a classic would probably be like Jason.
It's like, from the Friday the 13th. So you're pitting him against another like horror villain, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
See, in my mind, I'm thinking I want to see an actor that we just haven't, or actor or actress that we just haven't seen in enough movies yet. So I think like Predator versus The Rock.
Big wrestling scene.
Yeah, Predator versus John Cena. I don't care. You know, like, let's get someone who can grapple in there.
What about Predator v. Liam Neeson, like from Taken?
Oh, there we go.
What about, he calls up the Predator. Says, I don't know who you are. I will find you.
Jason Momoa. I feel like that would be.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be another good. Let's just get like all the big, muscly men and women we can find and just throw them one at a time at the Predator.
You know, just keep just like put out a movie every year and see what sticks.
It did something.
I mean, that's
like
basically
that
what the original Predator movie is. It's just like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers and a bunch of other muscly dudes fighting the Predator. So,
or that other, I forget what that other Predator movie is, but the one with oh my gosh,
where Adrian Brody?
Yes, the one with Adrian.
That's called a Predator movie?
That's called Predators, and that's where they teleport a bunch of killers to a space planet to fight the Predators on like a game reserve.
Yep.
That sounds cool.
That's right. Well, that's on Hulu too. You can watch all the Predator movies on Hulu. They're all there. You can even watch AVPR.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'll have to check it out. I heard that's a good one.
Not sponsored, but we could be.
I think that was your subconscious being like, you don't want to watch this movie.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, saving myself from myself.
Yeah, you went into this like fugue state.
Your gut makes a good decision. That's it.
So, Chris, what did you like most about Prey, and what did you like least about Prey?
Okay, the cinematography, which I mentioned, I love the lighting, the torchlight. I think partly it's just because I've been watching a lot of bad movies lately that look terrible, including AVPR. So like it was just nice. It was a nice looking movie that felt good to watch. Least favorite part, probably the final third. I think that's true of a lot of movies. It just sort of like when it's just a big fight going on, it doesn't interest me as much. I like the opening part where there's a little bit of mystery and they're kind of tracking the Predator.
Yeah.
Also, the CGI animals looked kind of bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can give that one a pass. Like, you know, when they got a CGI something, they got a CGI, and it's like, it's just going to look that way. So that doesn't bother me too much when I see that in movies. It's like, they're just, you know, they're doing the best they can.
I thought the, like, cougar looked okay. I thought the bear was the one, because it was so bright.
Definitely.
Like, there was a scene where it was like running after her and she hid in the beaver dam. And that when it was running after her, I went, ooh, that looks a little.
Yeah, rough. No, I agree.
I saw that in the commercial, I think, for it. It was like the bear.
The trailer,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, the trailer. Yeah, it gets like taken away and then,
wasn't a
bear.
Yeah,
the Predator like deadlifts it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, this guy's strong.
How about Matt? What was your least favorite? If you had to point to one thing, and don't say like the darkness, because we already talked about it, but what was your least favorite thing in AVPR?
Okay. Least favorite thing.
He's got to think hard about this.
I know. I'm trying to think of like, I don't know. Can I say most of the action scenes?
Everything? No, you can't say that. It's too broad. It has to be more specific.
goodness gracious. I mean, I guess I didn't like the gore in like the hospital. I don't know. I felt like there wasn't a need for it to make it look all like, you know, oh, this is like some sort of like gory nest for this Predalien is what I'm looking
what?
At the
Predalien? What are you saying? Predalien. What are you talking about?
In the
are you having a stroke? What's happening here?
In the Wikipedia,
what does that even mean?
The Predator alien like offspring. The
oh my god, I hate that. Intense. That's my least favorite part. Predalien. I hate that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, that's horrible. Okay. So, yeah, I hate the Predalien, too. Oh God, I can't get over how bad that name. Yeah, my least favorite part, I think, indicative of this whole movie is our characters all end up in the school swimming pool for like one scene, just to have like an alien randomly show up. It doesn't make any sense why the alien's there. It attacks them and then they leave. Like, that's this whole movie. It's just characters in random places for no reason, and an alien / predator shows up, and then it's the next scene. And it's just, like, I couldn't believe, like, for a movie that was kind of long, not horribly long, but kind of long, like, nothing happens.
Yeah, I would like to add also the almost shameless plug-in near the end. So it's like after everything happens, after the few survivors, like the weapon and like any kind of like resemblance of like the predator gets like shipped to like the government. And then you find out that like the head person is Mrs. Yutani. They're, you know, alien people. It's the Weyland Yutani, essentially. It's like,
it's
like
dumb.
Those
dumb brothers Strauss thought they were going to do another ABP3.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually, ABP3 is kind of a fun title. I think maybe we should do a third one.
Maybe. I mean, they did.
The demon dog. Matt just got eaten by the demon dog.
I was going to say, before I was viciously attacked.
That's right.
That the Requiem is the sequel to the first
age. I know it's a sequel, but I was saying like they wanted a sequel to this one.
No. It just still.
As long as it has The Rock in it.
That's right. Yeah.
Look, I'll pivot to then at that point, go ahead and watch the video game made into movie Doom. That has The Rock.
That's right. That is the closest we've gotten to The Rock versus Predator.
Yeah, that was when he was the like Rock. The Pebble.
Yeah. Which, if you're a Doom fan, you probably don't like the movie. But if you're a fan of The Rock fighting aliens from hell, that's a movie for you. Now, Cole, I know a lot of people. See, I have to keep bouncing between AVPR and Prey here.
This is a Prey readers. Segment.
sorry, readers. This is a Prey segment. A lot of people are saying, you know, this one obviously set with early American history with the Comanche tribe.
Yeah, there's like some French trappers.
The French trappers, which I like that they didn't subtitle them. I thought that was a new touch. But,
I mean, who cares what they're saying?
That's right. Yeah, they're cannon fodder. is there a period of time that you... Because we talked about who we'd like to see the Predator fight, but is there... Because a more realistic scenario is if they make a Prey 2, what period of time would you like to see have to deal with the Predator?
I want to see the Predator show up during the Cold War, when the U.S. is operating on all cylinders and is ready to just throw any amount of money at any weapon possible. You know, I want to see them get faced with this threat and then just come up with some crazy shit. I think that'd be pretty cool. Because, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, let's see the Predator in the future because we don't even know what's going to be in the future.
That's right.
I think, Cold War era. Get him in there.
Okay, I will say one, but I want you to say.
Oh, you haven't even watched the movie, Matt. Well, you don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Look, I've seen the trailer. Hypothetically. I feel like that's all I need to see. I'll watch it, but I at least want you to see yours first.
Okay.
If you could plug in Prey to a different or
Predator. Oh, okay, yeah, you'll go. We'll save you for last. The best for last here. Mine would be feudal Japan with samurais.
I knew that was.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. Predator's already kind of styled like a samurai, I feel like.
Yeah. And actually, in the film Predators, which we referenced, where the Adrian Brody and friends get teleported, there is a samurai kind of character there who fights Predator. So we've gotten a taste, but I want more. I also want it.
Fuck him up?
I think it's a good duel, but I'm pretty sure the samurai. The samurai does die.
They both die. They do each other.
That's a good matchup then.
That's right. That's go watch Predators on Hulu. Sponsor Hulu.
Hashtag ad. Yeah.
All right. Now I have to do my ad read for Hulu. Also, I would make mine set in black and white. just because. Make it artsy.
But with okay, enough Matt, lighting.
Yeah. Matt, now you have to pick a new era because you made me go next. So
yeah, because I figured you were going to do that one. I would put set them back in time to like kind of the era of 300. The Spartans.
Oh, like Spartans? Ooh. 300, yeah. But with a predator?
With, yeah. Instead, just do put like, you know, one predator with the Spartans. You'll get a whole, you'll get a rewrite of history.
So. Okay, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's not bad, not bad. You know, the other one we could do is like Stranger Things, but plop a predator down.
He's Steve Harrington versus a predator.
Yes, he's hit it with a bat and he just like gets gutted. Yeah. Those Demogorgons got nothing on just cold hard steel. That's pretty good. All right. Okay, I'm shifting back over to AVPR. Matt, any last gripes you want to share about AVPR? One of my least favorite movies ever.
I didn't have any real attachments to anybody. So, I mean, normally with movies like that, I feel like, you know, they kind of give like a, you know, oh, you're really going to be rooting for this character. Oh, you know, you really hope that they make it out alive. But with this movie, partly because I couldn't really tell who was who because it was so pitch black. I didn't care who lived or died. I think at that point I was kind of rooting for the Predator just to, you know, finally get his justice against the stupidly named Predalien. So.
Yeah, my last question is the Predalien, other than just being a little bit more smart than the other aliens and mm-hmm. a little bit more strategic, I guess, mm-hmm. Was there anything else than having a stupid looking head?
I think it was technically like a little bit stockier. So like when you, if you can imagine the alien, normally it's like kind of a lengthy, like not Slenderman.
So it was a fat alien.
It was like a bulkier alien kind of.
I hate it. Okay.
Like, yeah, like think Predator, but like kind of on like hind legs looking, still has the tail, still has the head, but it's got the face hugger portion, the inner mouth. So
yeah, the inside mouth.
Yeah, the inside mouth.
Cole, any last thoughts on Prey here?
Yeah, I was not really a fan of just the way that they like casted the movie. Like usually that's not something that bothers me, but I felt it was like the cast for the movie was like they were casting a different movie, like some kind of high school drama or something. And then they're like, they hard pivoted and they're like, oh shit, we have to make a Predator movie now. Like the war chief has like a double chin, and just like the way that the people talk to themselves, the guy's like, oh, I'm going to go take a shit. It just, I don't know. I was not a fan of any of the people, like none of them. It just felt like they were in the wrong place. I don't know.
Yeah, how to they do the it, dialogue. But the dialogue was a little bit too modern in terms of what they said, and I do wish there is a like Comanche dub you could watch. But I almost wish they just filmed it in Comanche. If that's, I'm not sure. I guess that's
no. I agree because it's like they'll say some shit in Comanche, and then they'll just like swap to, you know, modern English, and it's just kind of jarring.
It was like too modern. Oh. Yeah, there were some moments where it was like, okay, it sounds like if you close your eyes, it sounds like you're just listening to like modern, like college students exactly. talk to each other. Yeah, that's a good point.
And then I thought the final fight scene was kind of lame because like the whole movie, it's like pretty, I don't know, I want to say pretty temperate, like, you know, they're sleeping half under skins just in their teepees and stuff, and then final fight scene, it's like it's snowing and they're back in the mud pit where she fell, you know, but the ground is like totally dry. I don't know. It's like they had this vision for this fight scene, and the director is like, I don't care about anything that happened before. Like, I'll be damned. Like, this is how the fight scene is going to go. And then they're like, all right, it's snowing and they're here and it's happening. And I don't know. I was not a fan of the final fight. It just like fell flat. I felt like it was like they just tried to tie it up real quick. And then there it was. It was like, oh, okay. All right. But, yeah, other than that, I don't know. It was fine.
All right. Well, shout out again to Hulu. We watched two movies thanks to them. Even down here in hell, you can get Hulu. Hulu, God, the streaming service of hell.
Yeah. Netflix doesn't have that.
No, you can't watch Netflix in hell. Only Hulu. Matt, any last thoughts before you go shuffle off to your corner of hell here?
I wish I would have seen the other movie.
Yeah, you drew the short straw here.
I was going to say the same thing.
No, please don't. Don't say that.
Well, random guy we met in hell. It's been real.
Yeah, it has been. You know, I think I'm still kind of hungry, so I'm just going to keep looking for Panera Bread. I think there's got to be at least one down here somewhere.
Okay, maybe next time we see you, we'll watch Woman in Black. Really spooky.
Yeah, I'll try to watch the right one next time.